I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
We are back again today to talk about apples.
Oh, one of my favorite fruits, especially in the fall when they're right off of the tree.
And if you've been observing apple trees in your neighborhood, or perhaps you have one, you know that this is a fantastic apple year. They are loaded.
Mm-hmm. All that rain has made such a huge difference in all the produce. I've noticed my raspberry plants, my red raspberry plants the other day, they are loaded too. I text the girls and I said, bring your buckets, girls, yes. In a couple, few weeks.
So we all are enjoying the fruits of that rain. Mm-hmm. Even when it was raining, we maybe were complaining, but now is the time to harvest all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so last week we talked about pull apart apple loaf.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Today we're going to talk about apple butter.
Oh, wouldn't that taste good on that apple
butter? I think that probably would be okay on top. Just add a little more apple flavor. And of course, it's a favorite of mine on toast. I guess that's a little basic.
Exactly. That's how I first ate it when mom made it years and years ago. Yes. And what a treat.
Yes, it is. And, you know, and you could use it on, you mentioned putting it on this loaf, but I know people put it on other kinds of baked products too. Anytime you want to add that apple spicy flavor, mm-hmm. because I think apple butter, what makes it apple butter, partly are all the spices you put with it.
And wouldn't it be good on pancakes?
Ooh, oh, delightful. Yummy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So don't think about just about toast. Think about other ways that you might enjoy it, because I think it's pretty easy to make in the slow cooker.
And that's a wonderful small appliance to have on hand, because you can put a bunch of ingredients in there and, like you said, let it go. And wake up with some yes, wonderful products.
Yes, you can. As you wake up, you have all that wonderful odor. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you don't have to do it overnight, but I think that's a great time to do it is to, you know, just before you go to bed, turn it on. And it does vary, of course, with the apples, how juicy they are, how long it's going to take them to get to where you want it to be. And it may also vary with how thick you'd like to have the apple butter.
Oh, sure. Now, do you use a certain variety of apple, LaVon?
I use whatever I have.
Okay.
But
okay.
The recommendation is, when you think about it, you want these to cook down. You don't want chunks of apple. Mm-hmm. It's best to use some kind that, the same kind you'd use for apple sauce, the kinds that cook up. And last week you mentioned Johnny Gold. Actually, mm-hmm. that's a good one to use. Also, a Golden Delicious. And this would be a time that you could use Red Delicious. If I were using Red Delicious, I probably would mix them. And that's another mm-hmm. option is, okay, if you have several kinds of apples, just put them all together, and that makes a different kind of flavor mm-hmm. than when you just use one apple. Another thing that we talked about, this cooking down, because you want it to be kind of like that sauce texture. Some of the things that I've read about it is some people put it into their food processor after it's cooked to make it really fine.
Yes. Or you could use a strainer, I suppose.
Well, a strainer would be too fine, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but do you own a potato masher?
No.
That was the next thing you were thinking.
Yes. Or even, what about a potato ricer? Remember the
maybe, those? Yeah. That would make it pretty fine.
Okay.
I still have a potato masher. Actually, I have a relatively new one. You know, there's the old ones that were the metal kind of thing.
Yes.
Well, I have a more plastic mm-hmm. kind of thing, whatever they make those out of now. And that just worked fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a few little stomps mm-hmm. of my potato masher, and it was, you still had a little bit of texture to it, but not chunks.
But if you like the chunks, that would be perfectly fine to eat it like that, wouldn't
it? That's fine. It would still taste good. So it really depends on your individual preference when it comes to how fine you want to make it. Another little tip, if you're using a slow cooker, and this could apply for whatever you're using your slow cooker for, buy a liner.
Oh, yes, they are just wonderful for cleanup, aren't they?
Yep, disposable liner. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, you think about this, cooks for quite a while. It could get a real kind of crusty edge around the top. Mm-hmm. And you have that liner, you just throw it all away after you get it cleaned out.
Grocery stores are the place to find that, and probably hardware stores.
Probably, mm-hmm. yeah. And it will say slow cooker liner. And, of course, it's that lightweight, mm-hmm. I'm going to say plastic again, that kind of defines it, but that can withstand the heat
correct.
Up to 450, 500 degrees, so you don't have to worry about that. Just makes that cleanup so wonderful. You can just turn around and use your slow cooker for something else.
Sure.
The recipe that we're going to put on the website calls for 4 pounds or about 12 cups of apples. And in my slow cooker, which I think is kind of a normal size, that almost fills it. Not,
okay.
You know, not way overheaping, but that about fills it. It was a good amount. Of course, when it cooks down.
Yes. Is it about half full then?
Yeah, I would say it's about half full. And I got 4 full pints out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, it partly depends on how thick. You could cook it down more. You wouldn't get quite as much. And, again, depends somewhat on the season, on the apples and so on. So now what do we do with it? Well, the first thing I do is eat some of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was just sitting here thinking, Anna, how else could I enjoy that ice cream? It would be wonderful on top of ice cream. Mix it in with your ice cream. Create your own flavor of ice cream.
Apple butter ice cream.
Yes,
why not?
Yes,
why not?
Yes.
And if you don't use it all, I don't think you're going to use all of that right away. Of course, it will keep in the refrigerator for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then if it's going to be longer than that, better put it in the freezer.
Okay.
Remember not to fill the jar way to the top if you're going to put it in the freezer, because that's going to expand a little bit.
Could you process it in a water bath?
You don't need to.
Oh, okay.
No, this is simple. You've got your jars full and put it in the freezer.
Okay.
It's already cooked.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't need to do anything like that with it. And hopefully you have enough freezer space for these few jars that you don't have to worry about that. Now, I did not check up on if you don't have freezer space and you wanted to can it, then we'd need to take a special look at the canning instructions, because in canning, the heat that you want it to get to needs to get clear to the center.
Yes.
So when it's really thick, that's probably going to take a longer time than, for instance, a jar of pickles. So you really need to use canning instructions for whatever recipe you're using.
Okay.
Don't make up your own.
Well, for the safety of your family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And probably if you go to the USDA website and ask for canning instructions, they have all kinds of recipes, all kinds of instructions, how to do everything, as well as all the time.
Okay.
But again, be sure to use the recipe they give you. Don't make up your own, because a lot of times the acidity changes as well as the thickness.
Mm-hmm.
So follow those. This isn't a time to be Miss Nini and changing it around.
Yes.
When you're canning, don't Miss Nini.
Okay. I'll remember that. Well, LaVon, what can children do in helping prepare this?
Well, it depends, again, on the age. I would think might be able to peel them. But if you have one of those apple slicers, you know, those round things, yeah, they could do all of that. Because you don't need a really small slice like an apple pie slice. But it's better if you put them in some chunks. And so I could see kids just having fun doing that apple slicer and getting those pieces made up. And then if they're a little older, they might be able to peel them. And that's probably about it. Well, they can measure. You know, we've got some ingredients in here.
Sure. What else is in that recipe?
Yes, we have a little bit of vinegar, or you could substitute a little bit of lemon juice if you'd rather.
Can you substitute equal?
Yeah.
Equally?
Fine.
Okay.
Cloves, allspice, nutmeg. Those are the major spices that this recipe calls for. Other recipes may call for more or less of some of those, but and that, again, depends kind of, especially the cinnamon. I like a lot of cinnamon, so I always up it a little bit. But if you don't like so much cinnamon, you know.
What if you put this in the crock pot and use stick cinnamon, and then remove that stick cinnamon in the morning or after it was all prepared?
I would think that would work.
Would it give a little more pungency?
Probably. That's
to the mixture.
What the stick cinnamon does. Yeah. Again, it depends on what you have on hand. And there is a little bit of sugar in it. Again, that kind of depends on your preference and also on the kind of apples. If your apples are really sweet, you're probably going to use less.
Yes.
Some of the recipes that I have looked at use as little as like 2 tablespoons to 1/4 cup. This recipe calls for 2 cups. So it's, again, if we have more tart apples. So you kind of, You know, that's part, I guess, of the whole learning experience, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it is.
And you make it once, you still can use it, but maybe you'd say, next time I would change this a little bit. And you might, and if you have a copied recipe, be sure that you make that little note on your recipe.
Yes. And a lot of times what I do, I'll write the date when I've made that recipe and with any comments so that just reminds me the next time I might want to use it.
Good idea. So look for the So Easy Apple Butter Made in a Slow Cooker.
I love that recipe. I think it'll be fun to make, and we hope you do too. Remember, you can get this recipe on our website at kjan.com along with a picture of the finished product, and just have fun with it. So now go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.